Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
Going on strong, but I was looking for this early this morning, and I didn't realize, I wasn't sure what was on television, but the, just FYI, the U.S. Men's Olympic basketball team finally getting their act together. We're going to talk about that a little bit. I was looking for it earlier, but D.C. just put it out there, and I said, okay. So we're going to talk about the results of the U.S. Olympic men's basketball team.
I think the game ended like 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Mm. Yep. Yeah, I think it was 12 something, right after midnight start or whatever. But anyway, we're going to find out what's going on with that. But yesterday at 6 o'clock, the whole world changed for a lot of people. I'm talking about, it was some money given out yesterday in the association. I'm talking about, it was some paper moved around.
I was worried this morning.
About what?
I didn't think he was coming in.
Why did you thought somebody had took care of me or something? What's up?
Yeah, I'm just saying. The amount of money that was being handed, I thought you was going to get your $44 million.
Well, you know what? Some people got like $42 million I never heard of before. They should have gave me a little bit. Nobody would have said anything.
I said, man, it's good. I was telling DC, Reese here this morning? The streets looking kind of slim out there this morning. I said, hey, everybody got paid. You wake up, you check your bank account, you're like, well, I guess I didn't get the call.
It was kind of like that. And I guess for me, it's just like the money is just crazy right now as opposed to in the past.
No.
Or maybe it's just been that way. I haven't paid attention.
No, it's the skill set that matches the money that I don't understand.
Okay. That's fair. I'm with you on that one, buddy, because it was crazy. What are we talking about? Well, let's start at the top. Not necessarily the top, but one of the first, I guess, blockbuster decisions that were made yesterday, right around 6 o'clock. Chris Paul. We remember yesterday we talked about he turned down $44.1 million. And we said yesterday, well, there must be something up with that because maybe he's waiting on, a bigger deal. And the bigger deal he got, Chris Paul has a four-year deal worth up to about $120 million. He'll be 40 when this contract is over with. 40. Chris Paul getting it. You talk about stretching it out to the end. This dude is stretching it out to the end. Like for real. $120 million. Oh, but there's some other people got paid more than that. And we're gonna talk about that as well.
Yes, sir.
But they're a little younger. they'll be 25 in 4 years or something like that. Anyway.
But did they get better though? That's the thing. Did they get better?
Well, the thing I like about the Phoenix Suns, I'm assuming you're talking about,
yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
I think they want to keep what? That. They want to give it a couple more shots. They right there at the threshold of winning a championship. Payne, they re-signed him. Mikal Bridges is going to be re-signed. They try to keep their core group inside, and they try to bring in a big man to help, DeAndre Ayton when he get tired.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Wait and see.
So, yeah. I can't really blame him because think about it. They haven't been to the finals ever. Now think about it. And they was there. Really, at one point during the finals, hell, I said they was gonna win. A lot of people did, but then Giannis showed up and Drew Holiday showed up, and then full court pressing Chris Paul the whole time. It was just crazy. But it was crazy yesterday. Just think about this. Our Lakers came back, made some moves.
Yeah, they did.
And again, I'm gonna go another year without cheering for them because they brought back your boy. Dwight Howard is back, K-Mac.
Why?
Dwight Howard is back with the Lakers.
I was told before that Dwight Howard was the glue or the nucleus to that championship run in the bubble. Yeah, there you go. But I don't know. They just didn't look the same without the old Dwight Howard.
Okay. All right. Dwight Howard.
I mean, Tumblr is wrong, Reese.
Right, right. You're right. You're right. They look different. I will say that. Whether it's good or bad. I mean, it's a bubble. I mean, you know. But anyway, Trevor Ariza is coming back too. And as DC said, you know, Trevor Ariza is like Marvin Williams and a couple other players. Well, first of all, Marvin Williams is out of the league now. Is Marvin Williams still in the NBA?
I think he retired.
No, okay.
Yeah, he retired.
He retired.
Okay, well, Trevor Ariza is going.
Trevor took over the spot?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Still in the league. Absolutely. Wayne Ellington, shout out Chapel Hill. He's playing for the Lakers. Kent Bazemore, shout out Bertie County. He signed with the Lakers. So you got Howard at 35, Ariza at 36, Ellington at 33, Bazemore at 32, LeBron at 45. I mean, damn. I mean, they got an old team.
I will say this, though. Shout out to the CBA. The CBA, boy, they do the long-term players, boy, they got some sweet deals. It's like, if they sign us, they have to pay us this much. Man, they got real long. That's a good deal for them. They ain't going to win nothing.
It's a great deal for them. It's a great deal for them. Other news, and it's a bunch of them just barely. I mean, some of the moves, this is crazy. The New Orleans Pelicans, they are adding Charlotte Hornets, Roddy Wood, Broughton High School. Yeah, I think I'm right about that. Guard Devontae Graham.
Come on now.
Devontae Graham on a 4-year, $47 million dollar contract in a sign and trade deal, according to his agents.
Riley Wood?
Riley Wood in the building getting paid.
So we got Devontae Graham and Zion on the same team together?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
I'm for it. I'm here for that.
Yeah.
You know, they did this on purpose, though. They did this on purpose. They heard me yesterday, Reese. That's what it was.
Well, remind us what you said yesterday, K-Mac.
I said they were trash. They were always going to be trash. And if Zion wanted to salvage his career, he should get out of there because New Orleans can't get out of their own way.
Yeah, but I don't think Devontae Graham move is going to make Zion stay there.
But it sure make them better than they were.
Yeah. Yeah, Devontae's be joining Zion. Then you got the other kid out of Kinston playing for. I can't remember his name. I can't remember. What's the kid? Played at Duke as well. From Kinston. I can't remember his name.
Oh, Brandon. Maybe Brandon second. Ingram.
Brandon Ingram, yes. Straight out of Kinston, North Carolina. So a bunch of Carolina guys there. That'd be interesting. But they also are going to give Charlotte their 2022 lottery protected first round pick. The only reason I said Devontae Graham not going to help, I don't consider him a point guard. He's more of a shooting guard. They got rid of Lonzo Ball. They got rid of Eric Bledsoe. They need a point guard to help out with everybody else. So we'll see whether they're going to make a move there with a point guard. Jeff Green, who played for the Brooklyn Nets, he bounced. He got a 2-year, $10 million deal with the Nuggets. Gary Trent Jr., speaking of Duke University, he agreed to a 3-year, $54 million deal to return back to Toronto. Derrick Rose agreed to a 3-year deal, $43 million to return to the Knicks. Man, he came up for real with that one.
What kind of world are we living in where Derrick Rose can still make $43
million?
$43 million.
CBA, baby. You got a good CBA.
Well, you got Evan, Fournier? He played for Boston last year. He supposed to be the glue. He didn't do nothing. But based on what he did, he got a 4-year deal for $78 million with the Knicks. And he didn't do jack.
I don't understand that, though.
But, you know, this one makes sense right here. Atlanta Hawks, Trae Young, has agreed to a 5-year $207 million designated rookie max extension. So they went ahead and got that done, K-Mac.
The good stuff, though. Whew, man. That's why I was, you were asking me why I was worried this morning. That's why I was worried this morning. I mean, I was like, oh my gosh, that's it. Reese may not come in. This may be it.
Party at the Magic Kingdom.
I know. Then last couple of ones before I get to the phones, people want to chime in. We got Kyle Lowry. He sailed down to South Beach, 3-year deal. I think it's worth $98 million, something like that. Then PJ Tucker, he's leaving. PJ got his ring and his trophy, and he's going to South Beach. PJ, I think it's a 3-year deal for $15 million. I ain't mad at PJ.
Wait, that boy can steal that money.
He can steal that money. we're gonna get us some more sound bites and things of that nature for some reactions to some of the moves. But right now, let's go to the phones. We got James Girada calling in early. What's up, James? What's going on, my friend?
What's going on, my friends? How y'all doing?
Good, man. I
hadn't talked to you in a while.
I'm glad to see you. Man, glad to see you still around. Everybody else got paid.
Man, I was on vacation, but this ain't no pandemic. The way this money going out, cuz we in the wrong business, cuz. we need to find something. We need to go hook up with them. $15 million to a 36-year-old man, PJ Tucker. I ain't even mad with him. I went to Miami too. And I can lay on the beach and get $15 million. That man can batter run up and down the court. Now they give him $15 million, man.
I know, man.
Life is good.
But man, hey, Mr. Dribble, 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 Dribble. Good God Almighty. 4 years, $120 million. That $30 million a year to that man is 40 years old. Y'all sure we in the right business. Mr. Dribble, Dribble got paid, and I ain't even mad at him. I ain't even mad at him. Mm-mm. And then y'all team, it ain't my team no more. I'm done with the Lakers. I'm find somebody else to pull for. I might pull for the Charlotte Hornets.
I may be coming with you. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm done with the Lakers. We got the senior citizen team. They think they're gonna win a title. There ain't nobody on that team younger than 32. Besides Anthony Davis.
You're right. Hey, look, you're 100% right.
Hold on. You sure? Because those street clothes, he ain't never playing.
Oh, you got to put street clothes. We know street clothes is an accident waiting to happen, so we don't even worry about him. Then somebody got there to be posting a video. Look at him working out. He ready for next year. Oh, shit. He going to get hurt during workout. He just like Carson Wentz. He going to get hurt during workout. Don't worry about it. Pretty much.
Yeah.
And then everybody got – listen, man, it's over. The Lakers about to go nosedive. The same thing we did, we about to go on a 5-6 year drought because they gave up on all these young pieces for the old guys. Yep. And we still ain't going to win. How can you keep bringing the old guys in here? Trevor Reza, come on, man. He should have kept him when he was first on the team. I understand. But Trevor Reza about 36. Dwight Howard about 36. LeBron James about 40. Westbrook, he about 35. Come on, he 32, 33. Come on. And y'all think we going to win a title against all these young teams with these guys?
I'm with you, man. I'm with you 110%. I don't know what's going on, man, but I guess they try and get it done. But I don't know how these guys are going to get it done. Yeah,
I don't know how they're going to get it done. And can't nobody shoot. We first messed up. We gave up the team to get Westbrook. Westbrook can't shoot.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
We got Westbrook. He can't shoot. Now you gonna bring him in? Give up all these young pieces. Give up Kuzma. Give up all these guys. Now I guarantee you, in the next 2 to 3 years, because what's his name, Brandon Ingram, they already proven that they could play basketball in New Orleans. He proven that he could play basketball. We gave him away. Lonzo Ball, he about to go to Chicago. I took the money to Lonzo Ball. They're going to give you 4 years, $80 million. I take it too. He going to prove that he can play basketball. And all these people we had on our team.
Now we got the senior citizens.
The same hole we went down in Kobe last 2 years. We brought all the old pieces in there. Thought we were finna win something. We can't win with this mess, man. But I'm going for the Charlotte Hornets, man. I'm a Charlotte Hornet fan now, man.
Jay's a jump ship. He's a Charlotte Hornets fan now. Okay.
Yeah, let me change my stuff around. But other than that, man, I got one more thing. What about them Eagles? Because Carson Wentz already done proved that's why we gave him up. He out 5 to 12 weeks, and he won't know them a practice. Carson Wentz already hurt. So everybody get mad. Oh, they gave up on Carson Wentz too, but they gave up. He already hurt. He won't know them a practice.
He got hurt in the second day of practice. The second day he got hurt. Hey, he got hurt in the second day of practice. Eddie out. Hey, he may be out 2 months. Good
grief. Yeah. Right. Five to 12 weeks. He might miss the season.
First thing I thought, I said 12 weeks. You do know how many games it is, hurt. Right?
Yeah, it ain't funny that he got hurt. It's just funny that everybody was beating the Eagles down because they let Carson Wentz go. Like he was he get hurt. He get hurt. He's just like Anthony Davis. You don't know when he gonna get hurt, but you know he gonna get hurt. It might be tomorrow, but he gonna get hurt. Whatever it is, he gonna get hurt. So, man, sports, man, this week was crazy, man. Everybody getting all this money. I'm trying to figure out how I can get into some of it. I'm gonna find.
We all try to do that.
Become somebody agent, cuz.
Okay,
and
James,
what about
my friend.
Duke boys?
Because
somebody was telling me about NC State had a chance to get some recruits. I went to NC State. We might be cursed. I know y'all gonna run the commercial, and they might be cursed. How can Coach K be leaving? How can Roy Williams be leaving UNC and we still can't get no recruits? Everybody still going to Duke. Y'all got to explain that to me. Everybody still going to Duke. Everybody still signing with UNC. What's up with NC State, fellas?
See, James, I don't know if you heard yesterday, I discussed the Shire effect. See, and I know it's probably new for a lot of people. The Shire effect. You don't even know what that is, do you? See,
I know who Shire is, but I don't know nothing about a Shire effect.
It's just all the recruits that are coming to the Duke University of Basketball, and it's just it's just the legacy that John Shire is actually putting together that recruits are actually buying into. That's probably why NC State wasn't able to get or won't be able to get some of these recruits because just that.
I don't think it's that. The last recruit Duke got. He turned down a $500,000 to go to the G League.
Yep, he did. Yep,
he turned down $500,000 because they offered him $500,000 contract to go to the G League. He turned it down. So imagine what Duke done promised him. That's the effect of Duke. Imagine what Duke done promised him. If he turned down $500,000 to go to the G League, imagine what Duke done offered him already.
Well, he's talking about the NIL.
Likeness. It's all about his name and his likeness. Duke must have promised him, but $500,000 ain't nothing. But I'm gonna leave it right there. I don't want nothing to get started. All right, y'all fellas have a great one, man. Good hearing from y'all, bud.
Good hearing from you, man. Rocking.
You put him up to that, didn't you? You put him up to that, didn't you, Reed?
No. I ain't. I ain't do that, James. James, he's right about what he said, though. I mean, tell him where he's wrong. Anyway, James right about that. He's also right about three other things. Right about that. We got to have our Pepsi Zero Sugar, our Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, and our official sports apparel, the sports shop, which is Under Armour. Keep him right and keep James tight all night. It really does. That's what we do. Get it right. Get it right. Get it tight. Get it right. Get it right. Get it tight. Get it right. Get it
right. Get it tight. Get it right. Get it tight. Call a park, Bubba Sparks, Ying Yang Twins.
Yeah, I'm Kevin Durant. You know who I am. Y'all know who I am.
Yeah, whatever.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Man, everybody get paid that money. They get paid that money. The money is flowing in the association. Like, it's crazy, man.
They cash some checks in the NBA.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Even to the point where we get ready to go down with some names of people, and I really don't even know who these people are. But then I'm gonna mention their name. Then DC gonna tell us what they really do. Then I'm gonna tell you how much money they make in the association. But when you hear these names, they sound like somebody else. Like for example, Doug McDermott. Doug, he signed a 3-year deal. Yeah, who's that, DC?
I think Doug McDermott is an offensive coordinator at a Group of Five school.
Is he?
So yeah, it sounds like it. He played for San Antonio Spurs in his off days. 3-year, $42 million. 3-year, $42 million. All right. Okay. What about T.J. McConnell?
I believe T.J. McConnell is a local State Farm agent in the town where he was a high school football star.
I can see him on the billboard right now. But this T.J. McConnell played for Indiana Pacers. He signed for a 4-year deal. Four-year deal, $35.2 million. $35 million. T.J. McConnell. All right. Center Daniel Theis or Theis or whatever you want to call his name.
Daniel Theis, I believe. Sure.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, he's a local youth pastor at the Methodist Church.
Really? That's pretty good. Daniel Theis, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, this local youth pastor also plays for the Houston Rockets, and he signed a 4-year deal for $36 million.
Leave Pastor Theis alone.
I know. What about Senator Jared Allen? Who's this guy, Jared Allen?
Jared Allen, familiar. Local landscaper, also does some golf courses. Fantastic work. Good job for Jared Allen.
Well, Jared Allen, in addition to that work, he plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers. He just signed for $100 million over 5 years. And yeah, this name does sound a little familiar to me. Who's this? Kelly Olynyk. Sounds somewhat familiar.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
And Kelly Olynyk's the kid that you always hear getting called to the principal's office. That's who Kelly Olynyk is. That's why everyone knows him.
That's right. He also plays for Detroit Pistons, 3-year, $37 million he signed. What about Will Barton? That's the name. Will Barton, that's the name we hear all the time.
I know who Will Barton is. Will Barton, if I remember correctly, he's a grad assistant in the communications department at Lenoir Rhine, I think.
Wow.
But in addition to that, he also plays for the Denver Nuggets. He just signed a 2-year deal for $32 million. And last but not least, Duncan Robinson. Mm-hmm. Who is this dude?
Hey, look, I don't know much about Duncan Robinson, but it sounds like his parents were big Spurs fans back in 1997.
Well, in addition to that, he plays for Miami Heat. He signed a 5-year, $90 million, K-Mac. Really?
Man.
This is crazy.
I told you. I'm going to check one more time and see if they did send something over, though. Maybe they did send me something. My agent didn't call me, so maybe I didn't get the call, but everybody getting money.
Hey, check your spam folder in your email. There might be a FedEx FedEx tracking number.
That's a good point.
That's good. Let me check that.
I hadn't thought about that.
Because I was looking for the DocuSign. I was ready. You know, whenever it hit, I was ready to sign off on it.
I
just figured Reese got his. I ain't get mine. That's all.
And DC, thank you for that. That was funny. But it is interesting, though. You know, this tells me, I'm serious, tells me you don't have to be a great player. You just got to be serviceable at best. And you can make generational wealth. Seriously.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I mean, this is incredible.
But, I mean, it's like guaranteed now, by the way, people still. A lot of people saying, oh, well, you know, that's what they say. That's what No. This is the NBA.
Guaranteed.
The money, the check is cash. As long as you can stay healthy, the check is cash.
Yeah. I don't know. And that will be others coming down today, I'm sure, around that. But this is just an interesting time. And, hey, if they're gonna give it to you, you got to take it. Why not? It's incredible. But some of these names, seriously, that we joked about them. Some of them, like T.J. McConnell, never heard of him. That's true. I knew who Dr. Robinson was. Will Barton a little bit. The minister or the priest, Daniel, never heard of him.
The preacher. That's what they call him. They call him the preacher.
They call him the preacher. $36 million to the good he's making for Houston.
That's a pretty good date.
And I guess he paid for somebody else. He's joining Houston. I'm not even sure what other team he played for. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty
amazing.
Good
a good
that's
day
a
came
really
back.
That was a really good day.
You also look at a guy like Jamichael Green signed a 2-year, $17 million deal with the Nuggets. I don't know who that is.
Right, I don't either. I heard his name, but I don't even know him.
Have you heard of Norman Powell? Signed a 5-year, $90 million deal to return to the Portland Trail Blazers.
See, that's what I'm saying. I heard it. Colin Powell, not Norman Powell.
That's a nephew.
Apparently, he must have some inside because, I mean, seriously, $90 million.
That's a little nephew. Leave a little nephew alone.
I mean, somebody—if you're making $90 million, then we should have heard of you or kind of know who you are. I mean, seriously, think about it.
Oh,
but anyway.
Hello. Okay. Did you?
Exactly.
Also, let's give a shout out to Furkan Korkmaz, who agreed to a 3-year, $15 million deal with the Sixers.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. Who?
Furkan Korkmaz. No idea who this person is. 3 years, $15 million. Let's see, this past season he averaged 9.1 points per game, along with 2 rebounds and an assist.
See, and that's about what I'm saying. You don't have to be good. You just got to be okay.
Just be serviceable.
Serviceable. You know, layup line. Be a good practice player. You know, tell Joe's on the bus, you can make $15 million easy. That's crazy.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac. The undefeated spotlight. Now, it's time for an inside look at the latest news and commentary from the undefeated, ESPN's premier website on race, culture, and sports. This is the undefeated spotlight with senior editor John X. Miller.
John.
Good morning. Good morning.
How's it going, brother? How you doing
today?
Good
morning. How's it? I'm good. Living the life, man. Living the life.
That's a good thing, John. I was watching the draft last night. A lot of people get, I mean, not the draft, but the free agency moves. A lot of people got some money last night. Some people I hadn't even heard of before.
CP3 got paid, didn't he? Oh, goodness.
Man, what? And we knew.
Back to North Carolina, man.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because we knew when he turned down. How can you turn down $44 million a year? Do you think about it? You know, it must be a better deal out there on the horizon. And you're right. He signed for $120 million, which a great segue. He getting paid, and it seems like he's trying to get some of the HBCUs hooked up with a big time new tournament that he's putting together. It's called John. You guys have a real nice story right here. Chris Paul is partnering with the Basketball Hall of Fame for a 4-team HBCU tournament. Talk about that.
Yes. It's called the Chris Paul HBCU Tip-Off, which will include, you know, Winston-Salem State, his hometown HBCU, Virginia Union, Virginia State, and Morehouse. It'll be on November the 22nd and 23rd in Connecticut. And so it's a first year for the tournament. But what he's trying to do is trying to raise the profile of HBCU basketball. And, you know, he said that we had an exclusive interview with him. He said, and this isn't in the piece that we wrote, but one of the things he said is that, you know, this is the time that while it strike while the iron is hot, right? And so this is something that he wanted to do for a long time, and now he has the ability to be able to do it financially and with the kind of the scope of the things that he's been doing before. And so it's a great thing that he's been able to do this, and we look forward to that tournament. But it's going to be in November. And he talked about the collaboration with the Hall of Fame, because, you know, one day he'll probably be in that Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And the history of the Hall of Fame and how there are other HBCU Hall of Famers that people might not have heard about, like Sam Jones and Earl Lloyd. John McClendon, who coached right there in Durham at Central.
Yep.
So he wants to raise the profile not only of the current basketball players and programs, but also the historical figures who helped build the game.
Absolutely. Let's not forget about Earl the Pearl Monroe and Ben Wallace,
Ben Wallace, man. He's going into the hall this September.
For Virginia
along
Union.
For Virginia Union, along with Bobby Dandridge from Norfolk State. He's going in, too.
There you go.
As you said, we can't forget Earl the Pearl from Winston-Salem State.
Oh, my goodness,
and so
man.
The photo, I edited that story, and so the photo I chose to run with the story was Paul in a Winston-Salem State, hoodie.
I'm looking at it right now.
I had to represent.
Awesome.
Chris Paul is actually enrolled at Winston-Salem State. He's getting a degree in communications. You know, he didn't graduate because he got drafted out of Wake Forest. But now he's going back at Winston-Salem State to get his degree.
Yeah. And shout out to him. Again, his profile is probably highest it's ever been. I mean, given how he almost got over the finish line and his State Farm commercials and what he's doing for HBCU. Shout out to him. Seriously, what he's doing.
Yeah, he's probably
the most high profile.
You're right.
Yes, think about it. And I think it had a lot to do with the bubble last year, what he did for HBCUs. And everything is just, when all the stars line up right, the good things happen. We're talking to John S. Miller, who is the senior editor of The Undefeated. We rock with John each and every Tuesday. I mean, some great things out there. And John, we right in the middle, of the Olympics, and a lot of good things are going on. That's some great stories you guys have out there regarding the Olympics, because I mean, so many stories to tackle. But let's talk about a couple regarding the 400 meters. It's a guy who Evan Moses held this down for seemed like 100 years for a long time. He's a Morehouse graduate, and people. Given the backdrop of how successful we are in the 400, a lot of people somewhat forget about Evan Moses. Talk about this particular article you guys have out here on Undefeated.
Well, Evan Moses calls himself the granddaddy of the 400-meter hurdles. And so, he won 122 consecutive races over a period of like 10 years. Nobody beat him in the world. I mean, this just wasn't like running around the block, right? Right. This was running in the Olympics. This was running in the World Championships. This was running in every race that he participated in. He won 122 races. And so now he's helping coach up the current legion of 400 meter hurdlers. And I was watching the 400 meter hurdles last night run by a Norwegian who set the world record and beat the American Raj Robinson, I think is his last name. He beat him only by a couple of strides. But the whole lot where things are now is based upon what he helped provide many years ago. The women's race, which is going to be on Wednesday. The two best 400-meter hurdlers in the world are African-American women from the United States. And so there's likely to be a world record in that event as well. And so, the zenith of what he tried to do years and years ago now it's come to fruition. And the most high profile race in the world now is 400 meter hurdles because it involves both the men and the women. Now, you know that the 100 has lost some of its luster, right? Because Usain Bolt is no longer running.
Right,
Jamaican
exactly.
women, did a great thing a few days ago by taking 1, 2, 3 in the 100 meters. But in terms of kind of worldwide appeal and interest, I think that has been supplanted now. The 100 has been supplanted now by the 400 meter hurdles. And so if you did get a chance to watch that men's race last night, catch it on replay, but stay tuned to Wednesday when Sydney McLaughlin a woman by the Muhammad is going to run that 400 meters hurdles.
Oh,
so that's going to be a world record race too.
Wow, man. Yeah, that's, it's exciting, man. A lot of things over there in Japan is just really exciting. I want to just highlight this other story, which I was talking with some buddies of mine about this last night, about North Carolina A&T and Hampton look forward to facing each other as Big South competitors. These two institutions used to be in the MEAC a few years ago. Now they're in the Big South. So I'm curious to see how that's going to all work out as you have these two HBCUs part of a majority conference and how that's going to work out. Talk about the article you guys got out there on HBCU football.
Yeah, you know, North Carolina A&T was the big dog on the porch, right? And it has been for a while for HBCU football. Yeah. And so I think the university is not just looking at football and how it competes in football, but looking at all of its athletic programs and trying to take it to the next level. Because if you go to a conference like the Big South, there are automatic bids for every program to the NCAA, right? And so we already know that A&T has a great track and field program, but they also have a great bowling program. They also have an up-and-coming basketball program. So the university wanted to elevate the stature of the university by putting them in a position to win national championships, not just black football championships or black championships just for African-American and HBCUs. So the university wanted to kind of elevate them to a different stage. And I think that's going to happen. You know, the Big South is not a great football conference, right? But it's a good football conference. But they do get an automatic bid to the NCAA playoffs. And so even though A&T might not be going back to the Celebration Bowl, they will be going to the playoffs, I'm pretty sure. Now, they're picked to finish, I think, second or third in the conference. But they haven't played a game yet, right? So we'll see once they give them a field how good they'll be. But we know A&T is going to bring it. But we don't know what the other teams are going to be. But we do know that Hampton is still trying to make the adjustment. But Hampton's not A&T. They didn't have a program. They're trying to build a program now. And I think, you know, we saw, for instance, that Dawson Odom's leaving Southern, going to Norfolk State, right? I think the MEAC is begin trying to show that it's trying to elevate its game as well. Because, you know, once A&T leaves, once now the A&T's left, there's got to be another big dog on the porch in the MEAC. And I think, you know, South Carolina State was picked to win the MEAC, but I think Norfolk State really is the team to beat.
Well, some people down my backyard are saying, don't forget about those Eagles, North Carolina Central. I was just kidding a little bit. But, yeah, to your point, Norfolk State is
No doubt. Being off dark, the amount of time that they were off, you know, because of COVID, you know, we'll have to see, you know, what off-season programs did, right? Because there's a lot of opportunity to better yourselves in the weight room, better yourselves in the classroom, and build that competitive fire. So we'll see, you know, what that layout did to some schools.
Man, we're talking to John S. Miller, who's a senior editor of The Undefeated. This is The Undefeated Spotlight. We rock with that each and every Tuesday. Great information. Just unbelievable time about that. So, John, what do you guys got coming up on the horizon coming up this week?
Well, we got, one more week of Olympics. And so we've got a commentary by Bill Roten that's going to be on the site later today about Simone Biles. You know, I think by now we know that she won the bronze medal in the balance beam. And so he's going to really kind of laud her courage for being able to step out of the limelight and allowing her teammates to win, but also the courage to be able to say, I'm not ready. Even though I'm on this grand stage, I'm not ready. And having the courage to step away as opposed to trying to stay in it and hurt herself and to hurt her team. And so I think, you know, her way of doing things and what Naomi Osaka did as well will begin to help shift people's attitudes about what athletes are holistically, not just what they do on the field or in competition, but what they do off of the field and out of competition. And I think what they did and what they're doing will begin to help shift our perspective on what athletes or what we expect from athletes.
100% correct. Very well said, my friend. Always a pleasure, man. You always bring it. Thank you so much for joining us on this unbelievable Tuesday, John. Have a great rest of the week, my friend. All right.
All right, you too.
Take care. All right.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.